And so here we go. There were actually two, what been told, there's been two different meetings with several different pastors and these people who hosted it, and then a couple of government officials. So the government did not host it, but these other people did, who invited some of these pastors into it. I was not invited. That would have been kind of weird if I was, but that's besides the point. So what did they talk about, and why was it a concern to us today? Well, they were pre-warning that Trump was going to release some classified information about what the United States know about aliens or UFOs, or what they would call today, UAPs. It's another word for UFOs, but UAP would stand for Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena. It's a catch-all term to describe objects detected in the air, the sea, and space that defy easy explanation. And so it used to be called Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, but they added the water now. It's interesting, because in the book of Revelation, where does one of the beasts come from?
Water.
Interesting, huh? And so, it's interesting, because if the world's talking about it, we should know about it as well. So, here we go. The government will use words such as aliens, and they classify aliens to four types. You have the grays, that they look gray. The Nordics, that might be more like the Bigfoot, werewolves, dogman, and things like that. And then they also have insectoids, which means smaller creatures. And then reptilians, where they would look like a lizard or a snake, and then they would transform back to a human body. So they would transform. And so they classify them into these four little areas, and then down that they break it more. But those were the main four classifications they have. And so they believe, when they use the word alien, that means they're from a different planet or a different solar system. They're extraterrestrial. So they're out in the world, like way out there. And they're going to come and give us enlightenment to the world. All right? That's their definition of alien. All right? So now we know what they believe the word of alien means. And so, what does this mean to us? Well, one, people are talking about, two, we need to know how to respond when they say aliens, or I'll mention a few other words, what they will throw out. So we need to know how to respond with this information. We need to know what each other means by the words we use, such as aliens, ghosts, spirits, the Nephilim, demons, fallen angels, etc., etc., etc. All right? They'll use all these other words, but yet there's certain words that we need to understand what they mean. So the first one is aliens, like I mentioned before. They're from another planet or solar system, and they ride around in these spaceships, and they say, "Hey, greetings, Earthlings." You remember that cartoon with that from Bugs Bunny? "Greetings, Earthlings." That's what they're saying is aliens that are out there. And down in New Mexico, they believe a ship crashed in
Roswell.
I knew you would know. In Roswell, New Mexico, and they have it all corded off so no human can go into that area. All right? That's what they believe as aliens. I do not believe there are green little creatures coming from another planet, another space, to come and save us from our whatever, or come. That's just my own personal belief. And I'll share why
from a biblical perspective here in a few moments.
All right. The next one is ghosts. Wow, my house is haunted by a ghost.
I remember growing up, well, when I was growing up, you guys would have my kids my age, and was with Casper the Friendly Ghost. Okay, first of all, the definition of ghost they would see would be some type of spirit. They'll say, oh, that's haunted, a ghost. That's what they would think of. Just like, they don't know where the ghost comes from or anything like that. All right, that's all they understand is there's a ghost and it's haunted. And there's a lot of TV shows now, quite a few TV shows that will take people on camera and say, hey, this place is haunted. I'm going to go check it out. I personally do not get into those shows. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, there was a hill called, I don't remember what the hill is called anymore, but everybody would say, every once in a while there would be a report of this lady all dressed in white on top of this hill, and people would drive by, and there she would be. And people say, it's haunted. But there was a house up there where something, if I remember my history, I've been out of that area for over 35 years now, so it's not all clear as it was when I was a kid. And I heard it when I was a kid, so sometimes you hear things when you're a kid, and you hear bits and parts, and then you run with it. But there was a house there, and they said tragedy hit the house. And I'll mention why things can be haunted, but not usually by what they would consider a ghost. Okay? So, there is the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit. That's a little bit different. And we'll touch base with that if we get a chance and things such as that. All right. So, ghosts. I don't believe in what they would say, a Casper-friendly ghost. All right. But then, what would they be? If I don't believe in angels or in aliens or those type of ghosts, what would I believe? Thank you for asking. I believe that what they're seeing would be fallen angels or demons, because we don't know where demons come from. If someone goes, I know exactly where demons come from, I know where they're... No, because there's two major camps where demons come from. All right. One of the camp is they're from the Nephilims. Anybody know about a Nephilim?
We've talked about this enough. A Nephilim is found in Genesis 6, 1 through 4 and Numbers 13, 33. And it's basically, I'll paraphrase it, a Nephilim is an offspring of a... I better make sure I get it right. Okay, chapter 6, Genesis, it says, then the people began to multiply on the earth, and the daughters were born to them. Okay, so man, woman got together, and they had a girl. All right, girls grew up to be ladies. All right? The sons of God, we don't know really who the sons of God is, besides they believe they were fallen angels. All right? Saw how beautiful the women and took any they wanted as their wives. See, it was crazy back in the days of Noah, y'all. Then the Lord said, my spirit will not put up with this. The humans for such a long time, for they are only mortal flesh. In the future, their normal lifespan will be no more than 120 years. In those days, and for some time after, giant Nephilims lived on the earth. For whenever the sons of God had intercourse with the women, they gave birth to children who became heroes of the famous warriors of ancient times. Many people believe that the Nephilim's offspring, or the Nephilim's and the offsprings of these sons of God mating with these ladies, produced the Nephilim's or the giants of that day.
And when people say, well, the giants were only 9 feet tall, that's not true. Because they used a measuring stick called a cubit. We don't really know how large the cubit would be, but on the average, Goliath in itself, a lot of people say, well, he might have been 9 foot tall. That's probably not true. If you really look at the cubit, he could have been up to 13 to 15 feet tall. That's a big fella. I'm 5'6", I'm sorry. That's like 3 of me. That's a tall fella.
You'd have to duck underneath this.
Yeah, he would. And so when they produce, and then all of a sudden they died off. They had spirits. Could that be a demon? Could it be? Demons could come from the spirits of the Nephilims. And then they were also found in Deuteronomy. So how did they survive the flood? Well, if they're sons of God, if they're fallen angels, they didn't get wiped out during the flood. And if they made it with the ladies before the flood, they didn't change their attitudes. So they would remade it and still have more offspring. So that's one place where demons could have came from. And another one, they say that it could be fallen angels inhabiting. But I would not go with that route, because fallen angels already have a body. Demons or evil spirits, all spirits need a place to dwell. Even the Holy Spirit needs a place to dwell. That's the reason why we're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He dwells in us as believers. And so before he dwelt in believers, he dwelt in heaven. He also dwelt in the tabernacle and the temple. So he dwelt in places, just like demons need places to dwell. And so when somebody say it's haunted, they're probably dealing with a demon or a fallen angel. Not a Casper the Friendly Ghost type thing. Does that make sense so far? Mm-hmm. And so, demons, it doesn't say God created demons. He created angels. They were, one third of them got kicked out. And my philosophy with that is that Lucifer was one of the top three angels, they believe. And I believe in there they would have the hierarchy. He would have taken the third that was underneath him and took them and rebelled against God. And the other two hierarchy angels stayed with God and they fought against. So that's just my opinion. I can't prove that biblically. Yes?
So they'd be in three different groups, and one group with the Lucifer, who was the leader, would have taken them all.
Yeah.
My impression was that all angels had a choice. So they went off that way.
Right.
So it's just...
Yeah,
we don't know.
Right, and that's what's cool thing about it, is that we could have our own perspective, and not one's right or wrong. It's just different. But they had a choice still, to rebel or not.
So even if it was underneath Lucifer...
They still had a choice.
Forget you, I'm
mm-hmm.
this.
Yeah.
Okay, that's still...
So...
Choice is still there.
Yes. Yep. So demons, where no one really knows sure where they come from, but we know they've been around for a long time. A fallen angel is found in Isaiah chapter 14:12, Ezekiel 28:11-19, are celestial beings who were originally created by God as part of the heavenly host, but chose to rebel against him. And this rebellion led to the expulsion from the heaven and their designation as fallen. The concept of fallen angels is primarily derived from various passages in the Bible. And so fallen angels, they were up in heaven, they got kicked out. Do we know when they got kicked out? We don't know. We know it could have been. We know it could have been before creation. Could be after creation. We don't know when they got kicked out, because it doesn't say on the first day God created the angels. We don't know when the angels were created, so we don't know when they got kicked out. But when they got kicked out, Lucifer came to earth, because Jesus says, "I saw him get kicked out of heaven like a bolt of lightning." He's like, "Whoop!" And so the thing about it is that he got kicked out. He got thrown to earth. So somewhere in there, because the earth was formless and void there for a while, we don't know how it all worked out. If someone goes, "Oh, on the fifth day he got kicked out," we don't know. All we know, he rebelled, he got kicked out, and now we have to deal with the mess.
You said the earth was, when he got kicked out, the earth was...
We don't know how the earth was.
Without form.
Yeah.
But it was there.
Yeah, because it says it was there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something to my thinking.
That's good. All right, so what we would call aliens or ghosts, I believe would be what we would call interdimensional beings.
What I mean by that is that this world has more than what we meet the eyes. I think we all agree with that. There's a spiritual world that we can sometimes receive into and see, and sometimes we do not. But most of the time, people just live, "Oh, it's just the flesh world." No, it's more than the flesh world. It's a spiritual world with a fleshly beings. There's a lot that goes on in this world that we do not see. And there's a spiritual attitude or spiritual prowess or spiritual property to it. And so what I mean by interdimensional is that they'll travel between the seen world and the non-seen, or the spiritual world. If that makes sense. Do you remember when the prophet Ezekiel, no, not prophet Ezekiel, prophet Elijah, he was in the city and they were surrounded by this army, and he could see the Lord's army, but his servant couldn't? See, he said, "Lord, open his eyes to see," where? In the supernatural. To see in a different dimension than the natural dimension. And so these things will come in and out. In and out. And we don't know how they can do it, but they can do it. And then on top of that,
I'm trying to think. What else? So, and then in Hebrews chapter 13:2,
the writer goes, sometimes we entertain angels. Right? So I started processing that in the last 3-4 months. If we can entertain good angels, we'll just call them good angels, okay? Godly angels, and we don't know that. Could we entertain fallen angels? Because if God created the angels, and they were all created, and some of them fell, and they're, let's say there's whatever, and an angel can go from being one with, because he creates different types of angels, right? Because if you look in the Bible, he talks about some having all eyes all over them, some have wheels, some have six wings. You know, he creates all these different heavenly hosts and all that. So if he did that, and some of them got kicked out, what if, I'm just throwing this out, what if we can entertain an angel? What if we entertain the wrong type of angel? Through seances, Ouija boards, yoga, all these different things. New age practices, the eight ball. the egg ball is not as harmless as... No. Think about it. If you leave up your choices to a ball, that's called New Age. Or horoscopes. Are they all human? I don't know. I guarantee you there's a spirit in them that's not of God. And so if we're entertaining godly angels, I think sometimes we can entertain the wrong type of angels as well.
Mediums.
Yeah. Now, Sir Walsh. What?
You just mentioned about the entertaining the wrong ones. They all have a communication that's almost instant.
Mm-hmm.
But our holy angels, they have a complete different way of communication. It's more, but yet it's more sure.
Yeah. He's
I can't describe
it. How they talk and communicate is could be different between godly angels and fallen angels. Yeah.
There's always an answer over on this side. This one is sometimes wait.
Sometimes?
I said sometimes.
And so, why do I say that we can entertain fallen angels? Think about it. How about 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14? Even Satan disguises himself as what?
Angel
of
light.
So, all of a sudden, an angel would walk into this room as an angel of light. We're like, oh! We're entertaining the wrong angel. So that's where I get it from. Where we can entertain the wrong type of angel.
That reference.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14. Alright. Then angels and fallen angels. Well, we have Genesis 18, Abraham, before Sodom and Gomorrah, he entertained angels with Jesus. There was Jesus and the two angels, at least that's my perspective on it. Jesus was incarnate at that time. He came with two angels and said, hey, we're going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and hailstones, and actually the whole plain, not just those two cities, but the whole plain. And we're telling you this to pre-warn you. And then he had that conversation, hey, would you just fare all the way down to like Luke 10? And Jesus, I would say, said, yeah, let's fare. But the two angels went in to the city and they told Lot, hey, we're here to rescue you. And what did the people in the city do? We want to have get to know these two guys, these two angels. So, quite interesting, because people say, oh, no, see that spaceship, that's an alien. Well, did you know? I know this is not found in the Bible, but the book of Enoch talks about how angels gave power and revelation to humans. In the book of Enoch. Historical fact is that when they were seeking out power, angels, fallen angels, gave them how to do different things, like such as gunpowder and all these different things. Society, we want to say, well, the cavemen back in Abraham's day, no, they weren't cavemen. They were very smart and very ingenious. Got Roger thinking tonight. That's a good thing. Then 1 Samuel 28. Saul was king, and Samuel, the prophet Samuel, has died. And Saul was like, oh no, what do I do? Rather than running to God, he runs to a witch in Endor. All right? And at that moment, what does he do? He knocks on, he pretends not to be the king, because the king goes, I want all the wickedness out of the state, out of the nation. And so he comes in disguise and knocks on this poor lady's door and says, I heard you can call, okay, this is my paraphrase, I heard you can call up spirits. She goes, yeah, but I can't do it. How do I know you're not a one of the king's hitmen. How do I know you're not the king? Oh, no, I'm not the king. The king would never send anybody here. You're just an old lady out in the woods, and no one wants to bother you. She goes, okay, come in. And she goes, who do you want to talk to? He goes, I want to talk to Saul. No, Samuel, sorry. I want to talk to Samuel. So she starts calling him up, and Samuel's spirit rose. Interesting. It's not an alien, and it's not a ghost. It's a spirit, and it's called, I can't remember the official name. And so when people say, oh, I talked to my dead grandpa, and he talked back, that is not of God. All right? That is not a God. That is from the devil himself. It'll pull you into a place you never want to go. You know, you can say, well, I'm going to go out to the grave and say hi to my loved one. I get that, but you can... You know, I understand because I've lost people. You know, I miss my dad. But me personally, I can't do that because to me that's too close to talking to a dead person and wanting them to talk back to me. I'm good without that. I don't need a dead person to talk back to me. All right? Because I know it's not of God. And so
when people come and say, hey, do you believe in aliens?
First thing they say, what do you mean by aliens? I believe there's interdimensional beings, because even when Jacob was on his way to go get married, he didn't know he was going to end up with two wives, but on the way there, he had what? A vision. What happened there in vision? Angels going up and down to the ladder. There's places, they believe, on earth where things can enter in and come out. Enter in and come out. On the good side and on the bad side. See, even now, we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against powers, principalities, weapons of warfare. It is not of the flesh, but of the spiritual realm. That's the reason why. So yes, I do believe there are spirits that haunt houses, because if there's a tragedy that takes place, just like in a person, if there's a wound there, that you open yourself, let's say unforgiveness, you open yourself up to things coming and attaching that, such as bitterness, hatred, and all these things.
Just like if there's something that tragically happened that opens the door for this wicked spirit to enter and have a place for it to dwell.
Because it always needs something to dwell in. A house. Why can I say like a house or something? Remember Jesus kicked out the demon out of that gentleman? And where did he say? Go to those pigs.
That was a live, living body.
Yep. Yeah.
But a house isn't.
Nope. But if the Holy Spirit dwells in the temple and the tabernacle, and he's alive and living, that these fallen angels, or demons, or what you want to call them, these spirits, I believe, can dwell even in a non-living thing. That looks such as a statue, because Paul says, and the Bible says, that when you sacrifice to an idol, you're sacrificing to a god. An idol is a...
It's a representative.
Of that, and so you're actually, there's an attachment to it. That's the reason why when you bring in like a Buddha, or something like that, you're bringing in a false god. And there's an attachment.
Remember that story I told you about me in the cities? In a motel room? And there was something evil in there?
Yeah, a little bit.
And I couldn't talk. I couldn't move.
Yeah.
And I could feel this crazy thing coming down on the bed and trying to nudge him, and I couldn't do nothing.
Yeah.
And when, as soon as I prayed, it left.
Yep.
Yeah. It was the scariest thing.
It is. Hotel rooms are the worst places to stay. Just before you, once you get into a hotel room, pray the blood of Jesus over. Yeah. I worked in a hotel for a year and a half, two and a half years, something crazy. Like, It's crazy what people do in hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
And so these places, they're dwelling places for wickedness and fallen spirits or fallen angels or nothing spirits. And so I know, you're like, my answer is, I don't know where demons come from. I know they're alive. I know my goal is to eradicate them out of Dodge Center, out of Dodge County, and out of people who are wanting to be delivered. And demons don't just live in the air. They live on earth, and they live in water. Remember, one of the beasts comes up out of the water. When Euphrates dries up, there's three of them that comes out of the Euphrates. So there's something about the water. And like I said on Sunday morning, how they had complained about water, and Moses hit the stick to the water and turned blood red, and then he held his hand, the water parted, and right after that the mud came, and then he went and the first thing he did, threw a stick into the first water, and it changed it from bitterness to health, sweet water. And then from there he spoke to a rock and water came out. But at the end of his travels, he hit the rock two times, and we don't understand why God allowed the water to come out, but he did. But yet he missed out on everything God had for him. And so there's something even that we have to make. And by the way, I had so many things break in my house that's dealt with water since we've been here. And today, topped it off, I broke our plunger. I'm like, what in the world? And so I have like a list of like 15 things that have broken, or we have the issues with our water. Just crazy. And so I know this was a longer talk, but I wanted to share this information, especially with those who come on Wednesday nights. I don't want to scare everybody off on Sunday mornings. I do that enough. But without talking about aliens and things like that.
Yeah.
What's that?
He said, don't you want to tell him about the ball of fire? I said, I've had some weird, freaky things happen to me.